Think for a moment of all the things that we do or celebrate in our faith because of St. Paul. We could start with his letters. So much of the New Testament, because of St. Paul, we have such a better understanding of things like baptism, the Holy Spirit, marriage, love of our neighbor. Or we can simply consider his life, the story of Paul's conversion in the Acts of the Apostles, the words that he shared in his speeches. How many things we do or celebrate in our faith because of St. Paul. But what a great day today to remember that we may not have had all of those wonderful things were it not for his friend, Barnabas. Did you hear that in our first reading where Paul goes to the community and they're scared of him? They don't want to receive him. Can you imagine if that had been the end of the story? But it was his friend Barnabas who, it says, took charge of him and brought him in. So think about the people who have brought you, in one way or another, closer to the faith. Who are those people who are like a Barnabas for you? Actually, wait, hold that thought. Because we have a couple of students here this morning who themselves have been drawing closer and closer to the faith this year, even before this year. And there are probably people who have helped you to prepare for your first communion, right? Yeah. Who would be some of the people who have helped bring you to this day for your first communion? Who's helped you get to this day? Sure, your mom's been a great help, the people here right beside you, right. Who has helped you come to this day for your first communion? What's that? Your teacher, sure, your teacher's been a great help. Yeah, we think about parents, we think about grandparents, we think about our teachers, maybe our siblings. Well, all of those people were like Barnabas for you. Someone who brought you a little bit closer to our Lord. And how grateful we are this morning for those people in your life. So who is Barnabas for you? Who has been that person that has brought you, in one way or another, a little bit closer to the Lord? I don't know, maybe it's been a spouse who helped you leave behind some destructive habit or former way of life. Maybe it's a classmate or a coworker who introduced you to the Lord or encouraged you to pray. You know, I reflect on my own experience. In college, I had friends who drove me farther from the Catholic faith. It's amazing I would even think of them as friends. But praise God, I also had friends who drew me closer and closer to the Lord and His church. And I will always be grateful for them. I think of the person who introduced me to Eucharistic adoration. That person was like a Barnabas for me. Who is that person who was a Barnabas for you? Then again, Are you called to be a Barnabas for someone else? If someone is your friend, truly your friend, and you know that they are lacking something beautiful, lacking happiness, lacking wholeness, lacking holiness, perhaps you are the one God wants to bring them to it. A beautiful story I've heard more than once from parents who are preparing to baptize their child. And they'll approach someone and they'll say, "We would like you to be a godparent for our child. But first, we want your marriage to be where God wants it to be. Would you receive the sacrament of matrimony for us and for you?" And this amazing thing happens where someone who wants to be that godparent receives the sacrament of matrimony, helping that little child, but also themselves. And in that way, those parents who made that invitation were like a Barnabas to them. So our First Communion students this weekend and next, think about all those who have helped them draw closer to the faith. So who was Barnabas to you? And who do you need to be Barnabas for in your life?